Well, for parents in the Seattle area, the idea of a big earthquake is scary enough. But what happens if a disaster strikes when your kids are in daycare? State law requires child care centers to train their staff and children in what to do during an emergency. But KUOW analyzed daycare inspection reports in the Seattle neighborhoods most vulnerable to earthquake, and education reporter Ann Dornfeld found some out of compliance year after year.
These preschoolers are engrossed in their floor puzzles when all of a sudden...
Okay, pre-K, drop.
Walking.
These 4 and 5-year-olds at Green Tree Early Childhood Center in downtown Seattle are used to the monthly earthquake drill. They crawl under a long table and hold onto its legs as a teacher rattles the tabletop.
The earth is shaking. Cover your head. Ooh, hold on to a table.
The class sings songs to stay calm and focused. And then it's over.
All clear. Let's come to the ground round, please.
Green Tree director Kathy Pogrocki says at this center, a lot of thinking goes into being ready for an earthquake or any disaster.
Anything that's going to fall down is secured. Our hermit crab is secured to the wall.
There are cribs on wheels to cart out a bunch of babies in a hurry. In one restroom, a bathtub stores 3 days' worth of water.
These are cardboard boxes that are lined with waterproof plastic and then a Mylar to keep them dark.
The State Department of Early Learning oversees disaster preparedness at licensed child care providers. Some, like Green Tree, tend to pass the state inspections with flying colors. But KUOW looked at the annual inspection reports for 73 child care centers in and around the Seattle neighborhoods most vulnerable to earthquake. We found that most of those centers, more than two-thirds, were in violation of at least one disaster planning rule in their most recent inspection. Some couldn't show proof that their staff was trained in what to do in an emergency. Others didn't have evidence that they do monthly fire drills. At some centers, emergency telephone numbers or fire escape routes were missing. Pediatrician David Schoenfeld directs the National Center for School Crisis and Bereavement. He's worked on disasters in schools from Newtown to New Orleans. Schoenfeld says emergency preparedness is especially important at daycare centers.
Children at that age are particularly vulnerable in the sense that they need adult assistance and support to understand what's happened and even just to get out. And if you imagine if you put large numbers of them together, that just increases the odds that one of those children are going to have a problem.
As a responsibility of a state agency who's licensing these places, it's our primary responsibility to ensure the health and safety of the children that are in their care.
Frank Ordway is the assistant director of the State Department of Early Learning. He says inspectors take emergency preparedness seriously.
So when a licensor pays a visit, they will ask. They will look for that evidence. They will ask staff if the drills have been done. They will look to make sure that signs and signing in a center, you know, if it's a fire escape or other things, are readily available. They will ensure that parents have signed that they've received the plan. Do they have contact information for parents? And so they do a very thorough check to ensure that all the elements of the plan are in place, and not just in place, actually ready to be actionable by the provider.
If an inspector finds a violation, the daycare center gets 30 days to fix the problem.
If they're missing a plan, if the plan isn't updated, if it's clear that no training has been done, we work with those centers to remediate those problems and get them back on track.
But of the daycare centers KUOW looked at, nearly one-third had the same disaster planning violations on their last two inspections. Some had the same violations for 3 inspections in a row. None of those centers answered or returned our phone calls, except one. The director of that center declined an interview request. She said parents are already nervous enough about leaving their children at daycare and about what would happen to their kids in a disaster. So why do so many daycare centers drop the ball on disaster planning? Pediatrician David Schoenfeld says there are probably a few reasons.
It's an industry, it's a profession that tends to be staffed by people who care a great deal about children and try and do their best with somewhat limited resources.
Schoenfeld says centers tend to operate with such small margins that it can be hard to find the staff time for training. He says another issue is denial.
We'd like to think something like this wouldn't happen to very young children. That's a kind of naive view to think that it never can happen. Emergencies do happen, and children tend to be disproportionately affected.
Next Tuesday marks 50 years since 3 Seattle children died in a daycare fire in Leschi. Public outcry after that incident led to tougher state oversight of childcare, at least on paper. Today, if a child care center still hasn't corrected a violation in 30 days, the state can issue a civil penalty. Repeated violations can land a center on probation or cost its license. Despite the laws and the repeated violations KUOW found at many centers, in the past year, the state has not sanctioned a single child care center for a disaster planning violation. KUOW sent the Department of Early Learning a list of the centers we found with the same violations for 3 inspections in a row. A spokeswoman for the DEL says it would take an in-depth audit of each center's inspection history to determine why they had never been penalized. At Green Tree Early Learning Center, which gets good marks for disaster planning, Director Kathy Bagrocki says she used to live in California. She knows what it's like to be in an earthquake, and she says a big one is her worst fear.
I can't imagine being here for 3 days with frightened children and frightened staff. I worry that it might happen when I'm not here. But then I worry that it will happen when I am here, too. So, yeah, that is the worst-case scenario.
Pagrocki says one thing makes her feel better, annual training with her staff. So what can make parents feel better about disaster preparedness at their child care centers?
Well, I think the first thing is that parents should inform themselves and find out what has been done within their daycare center to prepare for a disaster.
Pediatrician David Schoenfeld says parents should find out if there are any ways they can help their child care provider be more prepared. Parents can also do what we did and review providers' inspection reports at the state's Child Care Check website. In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.